It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Time now for our weekly foray beyond the headlines with Peter Dykstra, the publisher of dailyclimate.org and environmental health news. That's EHN.org. He's on the line now from Conyers, Georgia. Hi there, Peter.
Hi, Steve. I'm going to brag a little bit this week on the work of two colleagues of ours at Daily Climate. First, our reporter Lindsay Conkle did a story on a peer-reviewed effort to learn more about the climate record through artwork. It was just published in the journal Atmospheric Chemistry and Physics, and in the paper, researchers from Greece and Germany analyzed 124 sunsets painted by European artists recently and as far back as 500 years ago. The researchers noticed a consistent pattern that whenever paintings were made after a big volcanic eruption, the sunsets were painted redder and more intense.
It's not just that those German romantics got more intense. It's telling us that there really are scientific blanks that we can fill in using art, huh?
No, it's not the German romantics, but what it is more particulates in the air means brighter sunsets. But that same volcanic debris can also cool the planet, and it can also make it harder to breathe. The researchers also saw a steady increase in redder sunsets since the Industrial Revolution began.
So some evidence both of nature's impact on the atmosphere and humanity's. And you said you have something else from a colleague at the Daily Climate.
Right. This week started up Major League Baseball again, and our reporter Brian Binkowski had an opening day unlikely environmental chat with the boss of the makers of Louisville Sluggers, the classic baseball bats. Ashwood is still the standard bearer for wooden bats used in professional baseball, but a little invader species is eating the ash trees.
Uh-oh, another invasive insect?
Yeah, the emerald ash borer, first discovered in this country about a dozen years ago. It's chomping its way northward thanks to generally warmer weather. They were probably slowed down a bit this year by the cold winter in the eastern U.S., but they've become a serious threat to the baseball bat forests in Pennsylvania.
And Peter, what happens if the prime ash forests get eaten?
Well, of course, amateur baseball is pretty much completely switched to aluminum bats, and some pros have their bats made from other woods like birch or maple, but this really is a threat to an iconic part of the game.
Hmm. We pay $8 for a hot dog at the game, but what, the emerald ash borers get to eat for free on big league baseball?
Good point.
And Peter, you still have your Louisville Slugger, right?
Yeah, but it's mostly for home security and road rage now.
All right, hey, before you go, what's on the calendar this week?
I have a little more stuff about eating. Ash borers eat baseball bats. Politicians dine on their own words very frequently, and here are a couple of examples. 4 years ago this past week, President Obama opened up huge areas for offshore drilling, and after he did that, he famously explained that, and I quote, oil rigs generally don't cause spills. And, of course, you know what happened 3 weeks later.
Oh, yeah, Deepwater Horizon disaster. It's one of the worst spills in U.S. history.
Exactly. And 31 years ago this week, the other example of politicians eating their words, the Interior Secretary, James Watt, announced the cancellation of the traditional 4th of July concert on the Washington Mall. Why? Because he said the Beach Boys would attract what he called the wrong element.
But weren't Mr. Watt's boss and the boss's wife big fans of the Beach Boys?
Yeah, not only that, but the Beach Boys actually campaigned for Ronald Reagan. They were good pals with Nancy Reagan, the First Lady. And by the following July 4th, and following a few more gaffes by James Watt, he was gone as Interior Secretary, and the Beach Boys were back performing on the 4th of July.
Making a good vibration, huh?
Absolutely.
Peter Dykstra is publisher of environmentalhealthnews.org and thedailyclimate.org. Peter, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thanks a lot, Steve. We'll talk to you soon.